This is Paul Amani talking on Thursday morning. There is an atomic bomb about to explode in every country in the world, which is going to decimate our daily lives beyond repair. It's going to destroy a whole load of things which we take for granted, and we have nothing to stop it available at present. If we don't stop it, deep fake is going to dominate the world. What I mean is that it's now simple to put somebody's head on somebody else's head, put it into a video, and thereby give the impression that they're engaged in anything at all we want them to be engaged in. Anything from illicit drug dealing, pornography, voting for the other side, and we have no way of stopping it. The open source software is available. It doesn't take long to do it. All you need to have is a whole load of data. And as we all know, you can buy data very easily. You can go out and collect data. And frankly, when the next generation of software, which is about to arrive, gets here, we'll be able to simply tell a bot to go and collect all the relevant information that we need. And then we'll be able to put out a whole load of inaccurate, untruthful, and reputation-destroying communications. This is an atomic bomb. A lot of people don't realize that this is already here. A lot of people think that they're going to be easily able to tell when something is fake and something is genuine. A lot of people think that there's going to be no problem, that it's going to be awfully easy to have a piece of software which you'll use, which will prevent any of these fake things coming. Rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. Because as fast as any automated software is developed which will detect this sort of stuff and even stop it being communicated, somebody's going to find a software solution which gets around that. That means, for example, that it's possible to put up a video which looks like as if Barack Obama is supporting Donald Trump for president in the United States next year. Dead simple. Now, of course, this is an example which none of you would believe if you saw it, and there'd be a lot of fun and whatever. But there are interesting situations which already exist in which, through a bit of easy editing, you can put out a piece of video which will say that Boris Johnson is in favour of something when he's completely against it. This is going to cause havoc. Newspapers, as we know, haven't even got sub-editors at present, and consequently mistakes get into newspapers, and I suspect that more mistakes have got into newspapers than ever before. Cutbacks in sub-editors. Journalists put stuff up directly online. It's pretty easy for a journalist to make an honest mistake. How many people get their information from newspapers? How many get it from YouTube? How many get it from any social media source? How many people, if they want to know what's happening in the Irish election, will go to a digital source? This is so serious that it is likely to destroy all public confidence in everything. You'll be able to show your mother engaged in sexual activity, or somebody will be able to show your mother engaged in sexual activity, which will be horrific to their family. And it won't be able to be detected, and it won't be able to be stopped. Just imagine the chaos that's going to take place. Do you know about it? I feel unable to stop it. Of course I'm unable to stop it. You're unable to stop it. How important is it for governments to stop it? Governments are not going to be able to stop it. They bring in laws. Companies will bring in policies. we're screwed. Our civilization is, it's as if the jellyfish are going to take over the world. As if all the fish in the sea are going to be unable to breathe anymore. And they're going to die. And as you know, we can't eat jellyfish. This is a crisis of enormous proportions. Well, you can take it for granted that I hope that I'm wrong. And I'd love you to get in touch with me and prove to me that I'm wrong. But I probably won't believe you. I probably think it'll be fake news if you tell me I'm wrong. That's how serious this all is. The end of human civilization. Because if you finish trust, well, what happens to society? Imagine a society in which all trust has broken down, in which nobody can believe anything. What would that be like? It's kind of unimaginable. It's never happened before. Come here, Louis. Louis. We'll have to destroy the internet. We'll have to destroy all digital communications. This will destroy our civilization before global warming will destroy our civilization. Please, please, prove to me that I'm wrong.
There's no way you can even be sure that this audio was made by Paul O'Mahony.